He is risen.
He is risen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. O God, you are a holy God. We are sinners. In no way can we approach you unless you forgive our sins. And Lord, we want to see your glory, and we can see it as your Son suffered and died on a cross. You are exalted there, and we see you there. O Lord, be with us during this time. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. The glory of God. The glory of God. We hear of the glory of God often. But just what is the glory of God? From the words of John chapter 1, I read out of John 17 earlier, but from the words of John chapter 1, verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." John says, God's Son came into the flesh, and in His flesh we have seen the glory of God. And he goes on to say that the glory of God in Christ that we see is full of grace and truth. Two things, grace and truth. So God is full of grace. He is graceful as he provides for us all that we need in this world. Among those things are food, clothing, and shelter. But the most important thing that he provides for us is a Savior, his Son. And what does this Savior provide for us? He provides undeserved pardon. Undeserved pardon. The grace that John refers to is undeserved pardon. We don't deserve God's pardon. We deserve condemnation and punishment. But through the grace of God, delivered through the flesh of His Son, we receive undeserved pardon in full measure. God's glory is full of grace, undeserved pardon toward us. And what is truth? What is truth? We can look in dictionaries for definitions of truth and find definitions such as things that are reliable or dependable or verifiable. But if we look in scriptures, which Christians are apt to do, we find that when Jesus stood before Pilate, Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth? What is truth?" Pilate's question of what is truth is amazing, considering that he was literally looking truth in the eyes. Yet Pilate could not discern truth. Considering that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," I believe that truth and Jesus are synonymous. The truth equals Jesus, and Jesus equals the truth. So going back to the words of John chapter 1, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." John is saying to us that in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, he had seen the glory of God. And that glory was full of undeserved pardon and full of truth, full of Jesus, the only, the one and only reliable thing in life. And this undeserved pardon and truth that was the Son of God dwelled among men, among John and the apostles and the people of Jesus' time on earth. Back to our text today in John chapter 17, we hear again Jesus' words, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. In John 17, just before Jesus was arrested, he says these words in what we know is Jesus' high priestly prayer. He was praying not only for himself, but also for his disciples and those whom God had given him, those who believed in him. A few minutes after saying this prayer, Jesus would be taken prisoner. Then a few hours later, he would be beaten and spat upon and beaten with fists and whipped with leather straps embedded with metal and glass before being nailed to a cross. Just before all this suffering, Jesus asked his Father to glorify him so that he could glorify his Father. Do you think Jesus' Father heard his prayer and granted his request? Anybody nodding their heads? The answer is, of course, yes. He heard his prayer. He acknowledged his request. His Father heard his prayer, answered his request to glorify him. So where do we see the glory of God? And the answer is that God's glory is the cross. God's glory is the cross. Jesus has come as God's glory in the flesh, as John has testified, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. God's glory is the cross. Where we see God's grace, God's undeserved pardon for you and I and for the world. And we see God's truth. His promise of Genesis 3:15 and all the other prophecies are dependable and reliable. God's promise is verified and fulfilled on the cross in the flesh of his Son. Now, after the ascension, we know that Jesus returned to his Father in heaven. We wonder what glory is ours now that he is in heaven, because Jesus said that he came to share God's glory with us, to reveal God's name to us, so that we may know God and have eternal life. Sinful men and women could in no way, as Kimberly said earlier, sinful men and women could in no way share in this glory unless sin was forgiven. No sinner can stand before God, who is holy, and survive except by God's grace, except by God's undeserved pardon, thus sharing God's glory with us, sends his Son on a path back to his Father via the cross. On the cross, where the Lamb of God took away the sins of the world, God's glory is the cross. To say it another way, we see that the glory of God is blocked by our sin and by God's just punishment for our sin. But on the cross, our Savior has made a way back to God via the undeserved pardon that is the grace of God. And the truth that is Jesus himself is the reality of this grace. In holy baptism, we are buried and raised with Christ and walk the baptismal road to the glory of God. The glory of this world is not the glory we seek or even acknowledge as glory. But the glory as Christians we know on earth is found on the cross. It is the flesh and blood of our Lord Christ. We believe that the Father sent his Son to suffer and die for us. He was then resurrected and stayed on earth for 40 days before ascending to heaven. But his cross, his glorious cross, will always be at the center in our lives and in our churches. In his body and blood of the Holy Supper, we receive truth. And we receive the full glory of God. The whole Jesus we get not just a piece of Him. We get the whole Jesus in the Lord's Supper. We receive the full glory of God in Christ, that is, His undeserved pardon for our sins. So, for God, the cross is His glory. And for us, the cross is our glory. We preach Jesus and Him crucified. His crucifixion, His cross, is God's glory and our glory. May we ever glory forever in our Lord's cross. Soli Dei Gloria, all glory to God. The cross is God's glory. The cross is our glory. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.